The following shiur has been presented by Rav Shraga Kalus, Pesach in Yerushalayim Yer HaKodesh, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Perek Elu Metzias has been graciously sponsored by Rav Heshi and Sharon Kalus of Mike's Dinettes in Brooklyn, New York, Le'ilui Nishmas, Rav Shmuel Mordechai ben Rav Shraga Ola B'Shalom, Le'ilui Nishmas Henshe Basrab Yisrael Tzvi Olea HaShalom, and Le'ilui Nishmas Rav Yitzchak Yisrael ben Rav Rafal Noach Yosef Ola B'Shalom. May the Torah studied be an everlasting schus for their neshamas.
The sugya on Dav Chavav. Okay, Rabbi, this is the sugya that discusses the issue of chatzar. In Yonik chatzar, what do we mean? Do we know that the halacha that a chatzar is kaina shaloi midaita? A person has a chatzar that's already, we learned already in Bav Metzia many times already, at the Fyud, all over the place, we see already in a chatzar, it's kaina, an item, shaloi midaita, even if you don't know about it, but something falls into your rishos, the chatzar is kaina. Number one, that you say, we see in our Mishnah also, excuse me, in that you say, we don't see in our Mishnah. And that you say, we have a big problem in our Mishnah, because our Mishnah seems to talk about a situation of where there's some kind of a hidden treasure. Right, gal. What the Mishnah saying? Matz of a gal or bekaisel yashan harel shaloi. Right, the Mishnah discusses some kind of a scenario where a person found inside his rishos, he finds inside his chatzar, he finds some kind of a hidden treasure, and the person who now finds it, this is the newest tenant, we'll call him, the newest tenant that comes to live in this apartment. So now he's the person who gets to keep this hidden treasure. The shaila is that right away, Taisus asks over here that what happened to all of the previous tenants, right? For example, let's say I come into a house. The case that Taisus is talking about is a case that from the time of the Goyim lived in Eretz Yisrael, this house was a house. That means the Goyim had some hidden treasures. They left it in the house. And then there were Jews that came into the house. They took over the house from the Goyim. And then the next Jews, and the next Jews, etc. And now you find this hidden treasure. Taisus says to Kashya, the Gemara says that who gets to keep that hidden treasure? I get to keep that hidden treasure, right? Says the Gemara. Matzah begal of a kaisel yashar etchalai. You get to keep it. The Gemara says that we're talking about. These belong to not the Amorayim. These are the Amorayim, the bad guys, the guy shavedus. Says Taisus. Vim taymar Taisus davcha vava medalef. Vim taymar v'likne lei chatzero lebalagal. Says Taisus. We know that this is a big side of chatzer is kainah shleimidaitai. The chatzer of a person is kainah even when he doesn't have knowledge about what's inside the chatzer. So that means all this hidden treasure, let's say the previous owner was a Jew, so he was kainah, because he lived in the house, so he was kainah, right? He was kainah, whatever fell into his house, so then he should be kainah. It's interesting. You know, we always say that, you know, I remember when we were growing up, we always said, you know, that kid who lived next door to the yeshiva, right? Next door to the public school, right? He's the luckiest kid in the world. I don't think his parents think so. I mean, the kid thinks he's lucky. The kids all thought he was the luckiest kid in the world, right? Because all the balls that fell over into his backyard, the guy's like the luckiest guy in the world. He has all the balls, all the footballs, blah, 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 right? What's taka da lacha? You know, today we're going to see scenarios of where chatzar is usually kaina shleim daito, but certain exceptions to that rule, where chatzar is not kaina. What about in that case over there? The ball falls over into the guy's backyard. Try and understand the scenario a minute, you know? Yeah, but I remember growing up in all those punch balls, I think they're called, right? Punch balls and the green tennis balls. You know, so they fall into the yard, right? Sometimes he gets lucky, like, you know, basketball, football, you know, even the good stuff. So the guy comes into his yard a couple days later, a punch ball, a green ball, right? Well, I explain the scenario. What happened is, it goes over, right? The violin is miyayish. If it's a child, it's a different issue. It might be a baby. That's like we explained once. But, you know, Maisa goes into the next guy's field, and when it fell in, so then he wasn't miyayish yet. No, a couple days later, he knows he's not getting back the ball anymore. He's ready. He's miyayish afterward. Once it falls over, he's miyayish. How do you done that? You know, that's what we call, in halacha, we see this all over the place in Gemara, Baba Kama, this is called Isura Asa Liyadeh. It came into my rishos in a matzah where there had not yet been yish. When did the yish take effect? The yish took effect when it was already in my backyard. It's a big machlekes. What happens when you have something that does not have a simen? Therefore, I can't go and be machers. What am I going to do? A blue ball in my backyard next to yeshiva. 500 kids are going to say it's mine, right? You can't do that. So what do you do in such a situation? No simen, and it came into my backyard. Is your chatzar kain in such a case? It's a big machlekes. It's a machlekes. The shach says no. It's Yisrael Asa Liyadeh. You got it before yish. The halacha is you have to keep it till Eliyahu Navi comes. The Nesivis, he's chaylik. He says no, that since it came into my rishus, Albeit that it came into my Rishus and there was not yet a Yish, but since it can't be, it's such a far it can't be, it says. It's not going to be that the Torah is going to make you be kind of something which is just going to cause you problems. It can't be. So he said that it's not. Lemaisa, a lot of places can go with the Machan Ephraim, and the Machan Ephraim makes somewhat of a pshara, as we'll call it. It says, Avada, in a case of where, let's say, I didn't know about it yet, and I only found out that the ball fell into my field, the ball fell into my chatzar, I only found out after Yish, for example, it fell in, at that second when it fell in, there was no Yish, right? An hour later, I come home, now there's already Yish. I find out about it at that point, then already a lot of places can say, you ought to keep it. Why? The svara being is that why was it Yisuras Liyadeh? Because it was already incumbent on you the mitzvah Shavas Aveda from the first second it fell in. How can you say it's mutl on me, the mitzvah Shavas Aveda, if I didn't know about it? So a lot of places can say, in that case, that's an example, you know, something falls into my chatzar. Another, and this is an example of where chatzar is yes kaida. But in our mission over here, Tosis asks the kasha. Tal chayra, why don't we say that this hidden treasure, which is found in the floor, asks Tosis, why don't we say this hidden treasure, the chatzar should be kaida? And if the chatzar is kaina, so then it's not going to go to the newest tenant. It'll go to the previous tenant, and you find this hidden treasure, you should have to give it back to the first Jewish tenant. Says Taisvis, big insight. Says Taisvis, Yishloi Mar, Ein chatzar kaina, Be'etavish yachaliyais, Shalayim te'ena la'aylam. A chatzar is not always kaina shalayim daita. A chatzar is only kaina shalayim daita if it's the type of thing that you can assume the fellow's going to find. You know, something normal that goes in there, he's going to find it. Shankin, if it's something that you may never find, like a hidden treasure, right? A hidden treasure from a guy, etc., right? You might never ever find it. So there's a taisis, a klal, your chatzar is not kaina. Look, you read such a taisis, think of it. Where's such a taisis nagei halacha? This case is unbelievable. Well, you wouldn't believe how this taisis is nagei halacha, that a chatzar is only going to be able to be kaina in yonim, only be able to be kaina item, that he has a possibility that he was going to get it one day. Something that Shema, something that there's a possibility you'll never ever find it, your chatzar is not kaina. The understanding of it obviously is that my chatzar is considered like my hand. And my hand is kaina from the items, right? It's considered, I'm holding on to it all day my chatzar. What can you say you're considered holding on to the chatzar? If it's something that eventually you'll find out about, if there's a possibility you're never going to find out about it, how can you say it's there and kilu, my chatzar is holding it for me, and that should be kaina for me? That doesn't work. That's the Shita of Taisus. The Mordechai brings down a variation of the Taisus, right? The Mordechai, he says that it's not pshat that the chatzar is only kind of things that you will eventually possibly find. The Mordechai says, a different lashon, he says, a chatzar is only kind of things that are normal to be found there. You know, normal things to fall into, very hard to, Mordechai, but something that's normal, no, hidden treasure, that's not normal, says the Mordechai. So, Mela, that a chatzar won't be kind in such a situation. The obvious nafkamina is go both ways, but just the simple nafkamina will be, what happens if you're going to find cases where, for example, it's something that it's not normal, but he would eventually find it. Right? It's not normal for it to be there, right? Such a thing, but eventually he'll find it. Then according to Taisus, the chatzar will be kaina. According to the Mordechai, the chatzar won't be kaina. That's the first thing. So this Taisus lemaisa is muvela halacha. Now we're gonna circumvent a lot of the raid over here. How do we paskin halacha? The Aruch HaShulchan and the Graz both bring down this machlekes of Taisvis and the Mordechai. And Bein the Aruch HaShulchan, Bein the Graz, they say, Roy Poiskin, most Poiskin paskin like Taisvis. Which means, you know, to make everything simple, we have now a klal. A chatzar can only be koina something that there's a stabber that eventually he's going to find it. But if it's eventual that he probably won't find it, it's very possible he's not going to find it, your chatzar will not be koina such an item. Number one. Now, number two. I just want to give you one practical example before we go into the next step. The mashal. What happens? I'll give you a practical example. This place is not mitzvah. So one safer brings down a gavaldik exam. I think it's a beautiful example that brings it out. You know, what happens if a person came into your house, right? And dropped a ring somewhere. You know, a lady drops a ring. I don't know what his case was. I'll give you this case. A lady drops a diamond ring, right? And she sure went through the crack somewhere, right? She dropped the ring, she dropped an earring, she dropped this on, and she sure went through the crack somewhere. It went through a floorboard on the floor, etc. Right? No. So what do we say? So that's it. The person treats miyayish. Right? Doesn't know. You know, the person who was in your house is miyayish from it. It's, you know, it's miyayish. It's avedah that's gone. No. So the chayra of my chatzar should be kainah. Right? I'm not getting involved now in the issue of yisuras liyadeh. Let's say it was an issue of where, let's say it's a situation of where I only found out about this drop hearing afterward or some situation. Comes 10 years later and you have a plumbing issue, okay? And the plumber has to rip up the floor, right? And he takes up the floor and the plumber is looking around there in the pipe and he sees a buzz there. He sees a diamond earring, okay? Who's kind of that diamond earring? Lefi this taisis. That's my side. We pass in halacha. The chutzner was only kindness, shalom yidaiter, things that you, mistami, eventually will find. But something like this, which is under a floorboard, which eventually you're not going to find. I mean, plumbing should develop the application of this. So the plumber is kindness. Now, avada, the plumber, I guess, has to go over. And says, Ramesha, find you in the tshuva. The plumber, he doesn't speak it out, but this is the plumber comes out for Ramesha. The plumber would have to go over to the balabai and say, is it yours? Because, of course, if the person had hid it there, right, or unless it's the kind of thing which wasn't, clearly not hidden. But let's say he finds something there, which, you know, possibly was hidden. He would have to go over to the Baal Bayis. And the Baal Bayis would say, it's not mine. Right? Then the halacha would be, your chatzah wasn't kind of you. Because since the chatzah is only kind of things which are misdaber that eventually you're going to find, but things that you eventually are not going to find that. Agav, what's the halacha? It's just that. What comes out from our Mishnah also. What comes out if a person, let's say I bury a treasure in my house. Right? A lady buries a treasure in her house, right? She buries, all the money, not in the mattress. She buries it somewhere, deep in the house somewhere, right? And her, she then, when she dies, they sell the house, right? She dies, they sell the house. They find, and then they decide to start knocking down the house, right? They knock down the house. And the lady, when she died, she forgot to tell her kids that there's a major treasure in there, you know, thousands of dollars. And they start knocking down the house. They find the money. Who gets the money? What comes out from our Mishnah is clearly, says Rav Moshe Feinstein, the children get the money. Our Mishnah said the only reason why the people don't get the money, why in other words the original tenants don't get the money, because we say that since they didn't know about it, and it maybe came from the Goyim, and originally it was theirs, then it wasn't, but Mashenke said to Rav Moshe, what if it was for sure mine, and just I never told my descendants about it, I never told the Yorushim about it, I never told my inheritors about it. So that's clearly yours, and the Mishnah says clear in that case, Pashit, even though they didn't know anything about this Yerusha, but the halacha is that you would have to give it to the children. That's mamash halacha. Now, one more nekuda comes out. That comes out from this Mishnah also, that what happens if a person, he goes into a diro that was used by old people, right? So basically, if you look through the Taisa some of here, what comes out is, if I go to start renting now an apartment, we say like this, if, you know, there are things that are left there, mamish out in the open. The place it speaks out over here. That once it's left out in the open, you can assume it wasn't like a previous tenant. From two times ago, right? But says Tyson, the person before they left, they did a good job sweeping up and trying to find all their things. Tyson speaks out, yeah, they did a good job, but they didn't do such a good job, right? So we can assume for sure it wasn't like from 3 times ago, 2 times. But says Tyson, it's out in the open, so then you can assume it belongs to the previous violin, and you'd have to give back to the previous owner of the item. Mashenkin, let's say you'd have something which was, I mean, recently the case, Bakr upstairs, Bakr does the video. They found a computer. I wouldn't call it a hiding place, a storage place, you know. But in the back of this storage place, they found a computer, right? Like a laptop. Old laptop had and Mamish, this is a Dira that had been used already, like, it turns over and over, the apartment goes to one person. Over the last 5 years, he said there could be 20 people already that have been to this apartment. Right? And the Baldira, the landlord, doesn't know, you know, who it is, etc., right? In such a situation, that what comes out if you look through the Taisis is that we can assume that since there was a Yish over here, the person was Miyayish on it. In this case, there is no Simon. There's a computer that there's no Simon because in here they took out the program. You can assume that there was a Yish, and the halacha is you get to keep it. That's the halacha. That's the halacha. Now, the Maisa, yeah, there is some thought that maybe the original Baal Bayis is Kainet. That's a different sugya. We'll have to leave it for now. That maybe the landlord is the one who's Kainet. But it could be what we see in our sugya. The Pasha says that the tenant who finds it now, he's because. Rabbi, I want to tell you now one more application, and then we'll see all the Negea cases, Lamaisa. The Hagoy Sashri brought in the Ramah in Simon Reish Lamed Beis, brings down another application of our crisis. Says the Goy Sashri, listen to Azar's story. Somebody bought from somebody else a piece of lead, right? He bought lead. He did not know that it wasn't really lead. It was silver that was plated with lead. It was silver. He didn't know this. So the first person, the first Jew bought it from the guy. Now, the middleman, the Jew in the middle, he went and sold it, this Yid, to the next Yid. The next Yid took it. The next Yid clapped what was going on there, and he went and he melted it down. So there's silver there, right? What's the halacha? Says the guy, Sashi, I'll be this Taisis. Halacha Lemaisa brought in Shulchan Aruch and Siman Reish Lamed Beis Yudches. It says it's called Naska Abdil. He says, you know what it says in our Taisvis? It says in our Taisvis that when a person is claiming something and he doesn't know what lurks within, and we'll read it the way Taisvis reads it, and there's a possibility that he's never going to find out about it. So can you understand that your chutzer is not kaina, says the guy Sashri, and the chutzer is only kaina things that I know about. But my chutzer is not going to be kaina things that I quite possibly will never find out about. So too, says that guy Sashri, he makes a dimyan, and he applies this halacha, so too, by the piece of lead, when I buy a piece of lead, says the guy Sashri, since what you did was you bought a piece of lead. You didn't know that in there lurks the silver. So now, any chanami from the guy, right? It's not a problem. You don't have any din of Hashem Saveda to give it back to the guy, right? But what about the fact that when I bought the silver, when I bought the lead, the middleman, when he bought the lead, so it's kaina, the silver that's inside it? Says the guy, Sashri, no, we don't say that. Because just like this, the chutz is only kaina things that I know about. So too, when I made the kinyan, what did I make the kinyan on? I made the kinyan on the lead. I didn't make the kinyan, I didn't have knowledge on the silver, and it's very possible I'll never find out about it, because the only way you'd find out about such a thing is if you melt it down. So therefore, you're not kaina, and when you sold it over to the other guy, even though you sold it to him for a much cheaper price, you sold it to him for what lead's worth, but that's taka, the halacha, he doesn't have to return it to the original baalim, and he doesn't have to go and return extra money to the original owner. Those are the two halachas that we came out of our sugit today. Now, with these two halachas, I want to start applying it on both sides, halacha l'maaseh. I'll give you a few cases. Number one, I'll give you a few negadic cases. I'll give you a dogma. There was a shaila. I'm talking about four cases. One case was that somebody got from a money changer. I'll tell you the story now when I was in America. David Grossman, a rabbi in Lakewood, and he told me that somebody gave him, I don't know the whole scenario, he showed me the actual dollar. Somebody gave him, instead of giving him regular dollars back, changing money or something, but he had $20 and he wanted 20 singles. So the person gave him 20 singles. Of the singles that he gave him, one of them was a collector's item single. Right? It turns out it was like a exciting dollar over here. You know? So he got, instead of getting $20 back, he got back $19 and $1, which is worth, let's say, $50. Let's say $100. Right? No. So the shaila is, he wanted to say that l'chayra, that this is mamish our case. Right? Look what happened over here. This person would have used the same exact dollar to go for the makolet bill. Right? But by then it was just a dollar. So when they owned this dollar originally, right? What did they think it was? A dollar! Right? The dollar, they didn't realize what they really were holding in their hand was not a dollar, it was $50. Right? So, we would say, no, before learning this sugya, we would have thought to ourselves, it's just like a guy who goes to a supermarket and he takes out a $10 bill to give behind the counter, and it turns out that he accidentally gave $50. So, what would we say? Of course you have to give back, right? That's what we would have thought. Right? So here too, she gave you a dollar, she didn't realize this dollar is worth $50, so you have to give it back. But now that we have this Ramah, now that we have this Agoy Sashri, what did Agoy Sashri tell us? He told us that when she was cutting it only for the value of what she thought it was, she thought that the value was a dollar. It turns out it was only $50. She was only cutting it, just like in the case of the silver. She was only cutting it for the lead. She didn't realize that inside there was silver. So then what's the halacha? The halacha is only cutting it for the lead. So here too, she was only cutting a dollar's value of this dollar. So now when she gives it over to the next guy, she would have used that dollar in the makola. She would have used it somewhere else. So therefore, this person doesn't have to give back the dollar. This person gets to keep the dollar because she was never claiming it for the dollar. At the end of when I heard this story, right away, I was explaining. I think it's a chilek. I think it's mamish of Pasha the chilek. Right? But I think it's Pasha the chilek. Over there with the case of the lead and the silver, so what's the scenario? There's lead. Inside there's silver. You only were claiming originally the lead and you didn't know about the silver that lurks within. Right? Over here, I was cutting at the whole dollar. I'm just dumb. I don't know that what this dollar is. I know what I have here. I have your dollar. I just don't know how much the dollar is worth. It's the same exact paper. It's the same exact thing. I just didn't realize that this dollar, but I knew exactly what I had. So I have here a dollar. I just didn't realize this dollar is worth $20. My chayke, when it comes to the case of the lead and the silver, so the other chayke is, I have a piece of lead. Inside it's silver. I didn't know about the silver. So I wasn't cutting at the part that's inside. But there's no raya to our case. It's very possible that in our case, it's mamish like I have a dollar, and I just don't know, I just don't understand what this dollar's worth. So it could be that in that case, maybe even the Ramah would agree that you have to give back the dollar. This is my first reaction. Emesis today though, mamish today, after the Shmaya, and when I went to look up this case for this year, I see the Bisrei Tshuva on the page in Reish Lamed Beis, when he brings down this case, he mamish has these two sudden. This fight that we're having now, it's a machlekes and avodas gershuni, and the Levor is a big fight. between the Levush and another, and the Truth himself, and he paskins over there. Jacob paskins out, like I'm saying. He brings down this case. He says, what's the case of the Ramah? Is the case of the Ramah that it was a piece of silver that they just didn't know what, that it was a piece of silver and they thought was lead? That's the case. Mamish, what's that? He says that's one way of learning it. Or the way he could learn it is it was lead and he just didn't know that silver that lurked within. Hey, Mamish brings these, you know, in the end he says, not like I'm saying. He says the Levush Paskin, it's not like what I'm saying. And that in this case of the dollar, surprising to me, but in this case of the dollar, it would come out that this person gets to keep the dollar and he doesn't have to return it. Because, and what's the Havana? The Havana is that when you got the dollar, the original lady, let's say in that case, she got the dollar, she was cutting the dollar for what? For the shabbiness of a dollar. What in her, it was a big chiddush, but she was only cutting it for the dollar, but since she very, very well will never find out that this dollar is worth $40, right? Cause she's just gonna go and use it in the makolot. So therefore, for her, the dollar is not worth $40. That's a tremendous chiddush of the Levush. And that would not have to give back this dollar. That's the first case I want to discuss. Now let's discuss a different case. Number two. The second case we have, and this is a case I saw in the Sefer today, called the Mishpatei HaTorah. I don't know, maybe the other can help me out here. I have an issue with it. I don't know. He talks about a very interesting case. He says, what's the halacha if I have a bottle of Coke, I don't know, Coke, Pepsi, whatever, and inside this Pepsi, they have a deal. They have, what are they called? They have the sweepstakes, all these different things on them, right? They have some kind of a promotion, that's the word I'm looking for, promotion. And they have a promotion that they say like this, if you, under the bottle cap, there's $1,000, right? You know, a little paper that you, it's like a little piece of paper in there, and it says win, or whatever, right? So if you get that bottle cap that says win, you win $1,000. So he talks about that scenario. What happens if you have, let's say you make a simcha, and you buy 10 bottles of Coke, 15 bottles of Coke, 20 bottles of Coke, and you bring your simcha. Now, all these bottles of Coke have the promotion, right? And they all have the possibility of being the winner, right? So he says, what's the halacha? You brought all these bottles of Coke to, let's say, the place, you brought it to the shul, right? So now, what's the halacha? If I bring all these bottles of Coke to the shul, and now somebody in the shul, he's at my simcha, he opens up the bottle of Coke, right? And he sees, hey, I'm the lucky winner. He looks around, nobody's looking, but they're talking about down there. But so let's see, who owns that bottle cap, right? So, you know, before learning the sugya, what's our first reaction, obviously? The first reaction is, come on, the guy who bought all the bottles of Coke, it's his Coke, right? And the promotion goes to him, right? This is, you know, what we would have said. Any tzadah like that, that's what we would have said. So I want to show you how he breaks down the sugya. Well, see, I have one big book on that, I have one issue with this, but at least it brings out the sugya. He wants to say that this Rav Schmitz, he says, look, he says, depends. We'll go case by case. If the guy bought, 20 bottles of Coke, I don't work for Coca-Cola, but I don't know, but Pepsi, whatever these fellows are, right? If he bought the 20 bottles of Pepsi, right? And he brings it to, let's say he knew about the promotion. Let's go one case by case. Let's say he knew about the promotion, and he wanted the possibility of winning. He knew about it, right? He got to put Pepsi over the Coke or whatever because the mice said there's a promotion possibility. So then everybody's going to agree there's no shyla in the world that he's kind of that bottle. And there's no question in the world that the person who opens up the bottle, Avada, he's not the winner and I'm the winner. That's no question. Because I had asked to be kind of, when I bought the bottle of Coke, I had asked to be kind of the possibility of the promotion. I had asked for that. I knew about it. Clark, number one. Number two, if he brings the bottles of Pepsi to his house, right? And while he's in his house, somebody tells him, hey, you know there's a promotion, right? And he has das that the chatzar should be kaina. While he's there, oh, really good. Very good. That's a good thing I bought. So now the chatzar will be kaina because now the chatzar is kaina. His mama, he has das on it now. Those are the easy cases. Not if he has das that he wants to own the actual promotion, then nobody's going to say, that's it. That's a meltdown. Where does the child start? The child generally starts with what happens when this fellow now, let's say he doesn't make the simcha in his house, right? He makes the simcha in the shul. So he takes over all this Coke, he brings it to the shul. He never knew about the promotion. He didn't know about the promotion. So when he bought 20 bottles of Coke, what was he buying? 20 bottles of Coke. Okay? Now, chayda, come to the shul, it's not my chatzar, the chatzar's not chayda. Okay? So now let's see. Let's make a cheshbon now. What do you want to say? You want to say, come on, too. But he didn't know about it. He doesn't know about it. It's mamish chayda, like the case of the piece of lead, that inside is silver. He didn't know about that silver. If there's a possibility that you're never going to find out about that silver inside, you're not kind of. So let's make a cheshbon. The guy goes to Simcha. He takes 20 bottles of Coke. He puts them down on the table, right? There's a very good possibility that he's never going to find, he never heard of the promotion, and it's a very good possibility he's never going to hear about the promotion, right? He's never going to check the bottle caps. And the common practice of everybody is, you know, after the bottle's used up, they just throw it out. So he's never going to find out about it. Tosfos told us that when is it considered that the chatz is koina omen on something? When is it that my bottle can be koina for me or my chatz can be koina for me? And it's something that there's a possibility you're going to find out about. But if there's a good possibility you're never going to find out about it, so then your chatz is not koina. So it was never in my house, and I didn't have das to be koina. I just brought it to the shul, and there's a big possibility I'm never going to find out about the promotion. So the mice of what should come out, that's what he writes down over there, it's safer to bring down. That what should come out is that at least from the point of where, you know, the bottles are empty, and he plans on throwing them in the garbage at that point. So then there's a possibility, there's a good possibility I'm never going to find out about the promotion. And therefore, anybody who comes over to the bottle cap, so then he owns the bottle cap now. He owns it now. He doesn't own the bottle cap, excuse me. But he owns the paper underneath. You know, the paper that says winner. Because you were not claiming that. You didn't know it existed. Now, interestingly, he makes a chilek. He makes another chilek over there. And he says it depends. He says, if it's a separate piece of paper that says winner, then you can say what we're saying. Okay? Because the bottle, I was kind of just the bottle. I was kind of the cap, and I was kind of the piece of paper around the bottle that says the name of the Coke. Right? But I was not kind of that piece of paper that says winner, because I didn't know about it. And there's a good possibility I'm never going to find out about it. So it becomes like the piece of metal that the silver inside that I'm not kind of, because I have no idea about the silver inside. It says, what if the actual bottle cap says the word winner on it? The actual bottle cap says winner on it. Then he says, very interesting, he says, if the bottle cap itself says winner on it, so then you were claiming the bottle cap. When you buy a Coke, what are you buying? You buy the bottle, the cap, and the piece of paper says the word Coke on it, right? So here, you thought that you were buying a bottle cap. You didn't realize that's not just a bottle cap. It's a bottle cap that also has the ability to be used for a raffle, for this, for that, right? So, but you were claiming that. You were claiming that. So he says, then it makes a chilek if you bought it, and you, again, if you knew about it, then avada yekoina, yadasta yekoina avada. If you didn't know about it, and these bottles are going to be on their way to the garbage, and you're never going to find out about it, so it doesn't depend. If it's a separate piece of paper, no, so then you aren't koina, because you didn't know about that separate piece of paper. But he says, but if it's not a separate piece of paper, and it just says on the inside of the bottle cap the word winner, so then he wants to say that you're taka koina, and that you, just like you got the actual bottle cap, you I have one issue with this. I don't know, I have one issue with this whole this. There are Paskins over there. Halach lemaisa. I have one issue with this. I don't know. Let me ask a question, Rabbi Zai. If, I give you a dogma, right? Let's say you have, I'll give you a dogma in this case right here, right? When did Tysus say his cloud? Tysus was talking about a hidden treasure, right? A hidden thing, that diamond that we spoke about that fell under the floorboard, or the piece of lead that inside is silver that he's never going to find out about it. Why? Because it's hidden. Something that's hidden that he's never going to find out about. So then we say the chutz is not koina, right? Or then we say the nasch is not koina. The piece of lead is not koina. Because, first of all, you're probably never going to find out about it. And it's hidden. It's hidden. Your chutz can't be koina. We can't say your chutz is kilo holding something for you. Mashiach over here, it's not hidden. It's not hidden. It's galil hakol. It's big advertisement that say promotion, right? He just happens not to know about it or happen to care about it. Tysus never said his chiddush in a situation. Tysus never said the chiddush in a situation where it's not hidden. Tosfos was always talking about where it's hidden. So then we say, no, if it's hidden, so then there's a possibility that we're going to find out about it. And it's hidden, so the chatz is not koina. But in a case where it's gali lakol, everyone can see it. There's a promotion there. Everyone knows it's a promotion. You happen to not care. You're busy with your simcha. You're busy with other things. You don't care, or you don't know about it, or et cetera. But it's not shot that it's hidden. There's no such Tosfos in such a case. Something that's gali lakol, avadi yechatz is koina. And I'll prove it to you. Every chatz is like that. Every chatzah that's kind of shalai midaitai is talking about something that I didn't know about. And that I found out about later. I just happened not to know. The blue ball that fell into the backyard like we spoke about before. I don't know where the blue ball is. And I'm not, my chatzah is kind of. I happen not to know about it now. But later on, my chatzah will be kind of for me. And same thing over here. You have a Doritos bag. They have these things nowadays. And they come with a little flukidugi, right, inside of it, you know? And there's Doritos and flukidugis. And you don't know about the flukidugis, and you don't have kids, and you're not interested about these flukidugis. Right? And then, boom, so you're eating your Doritos, and all of a sudden you come to the Flukey Doogie, boom, oh, is it possible to say that you're a kind of the Flukey Doogie right now? Is it possible to say that? Avada, you're a kind of, avada, that's something that's clear, that you're a kind of, the chutz is kind of, it's clear, the chutz can be kind of things that I don't know about. That's clear, chutz can be kind of things I can know about. The only thing chutz is not kind of, chutz are hidden things that I may never find out about. But such a thing, which is gali lakoil, and everybody can see it, I think it's Pasha the Chatzitz Kayim. Mamela, it'll come out that in this case, the bottle cap has nothing to do with Taisus. It could be that Avada even Taisus, because he goes on the safer over there, and he says, according to the Mordechai, no, it's not a common thing. It's not a common thing. He said, according to Taisus, it's Tali, if you're going to find out, according to the Mordechai, it's Tali, if it's a common thing. He says, no, according to the Mordechai, you're talking not kind. According to Taisus, you're talking our kind. No, makes the whole, it's a Suffolk Ladino, you can't really, according to this, what we're saying, it's not Tali in the Taisus. Avada, everyone will agree in this case of the bottle cap, when the person bought the bottle cap, he's buying that piece of paper too. Avada is buying that piece of paper. He doesn't know about it, he doesn't care about it. That's a chatzis kaina. That's Avada not doima to the case of a piece of lead that you're not kaina the silver because you don't know about it. That's what should come out. So therefore, the bottle cap case, he'll be kaina. Number one. Number two, with this, I don't know what to do. We're going to have to be chaluk on the next case. He talked about another type of case. What happens if you got a coffee? Inside the coffee, there's a promotion. What's the promotion in the coffee? That there's a diamond ring on the bottom of the coffee. One of the coffees in the jars, and yeah, I don't know why these things don't happen to me, but you know, they have such promotions. They have coffee on the bottom of the jar, they have a diamond ring. One of the lucky winners is going to have a diamond ring. He says, now your friend comes over, yo, can I buy the coffee? So I'm sure, no problem, you give him the coffee, right? Take the coffee, opens it up, diamond ring. He says, no, you can't keep that coffee. You can't keep the diamond ring. Why? Because he says, Tosfos told us that a chatzer is kind of something that eventually you're going to find out about. It's only when it's a chatzer not kind of, if you're eventually not going to find out about it, lie long, chatzer's not kind of. Here he says, therefore, if you lend your coffee to your friend, right? No, avada, you eventually would have found out about that diamond ring. You would have got to the bottom of the coffee, and you would have found it, so therefore the chatzer was kind of. That's how he says. There's a chiddush. He says, but what happens if I lend the coffee to my friend? And I told him, don't give me back the jar, just buy me like a new one. Buy me a new jar, buy me a new coffee, right? He says, so what now? You don't have Taisus anymore. Because Taisus' whole story was that the chatzis is only kaina, something that eventually you're going to find out about. Mashin can over here a second. I give it to him. No, that's it. And I say, here, give me back another coffee. So then you're never going to find out about it. So therefore the chatzis is not kaina. And therefore the fellow that you lent the coffee to is kaina. Therefore he says in Echanami, the second guy gets to keep the diamond ring. It's a chiddush noida. I don't think it's doima. According to what we're saying, Avada, the diamond ring was kaina. Avada, you originally coined the diamond ring. The only time that Taisus is saying is wow, when something is hidden, when something is gully, something is there, you just haven't gotten to it yet. That's the normal usage is gonna find you this diamond ring. Taisus is talking about a case of where something was hidden in a floorboard, where something was hidden away by the ancient seven Amamin that lived in Eretz Yisrael, or the case of the Nazca, inside there's a piece of silver that was in there that you can never find out about. That's about the only time the Taisus said it's clout. Number two. And now the third case of Baisa, which comes out today. A person put $200, unbeknownst to him, didn't realize it, he was trying on a suit, and he tried on the suit. He put money into that suit. And then he said the suit doesn't fit him, and he put it back. Right? No. Come into the store. You're the lucky guy. You try on the same suit jacket. Right? No. You open up the suit jacket, you put it in. Yeah, you're just checking out the pocket like this. And you, ooh, wow. $500. Right? That's halacha. You allowed to keep that $200? No, it's a mishnah on today's daf. Again, the same as Taylor on Mordechai says, it's a mishnah on today's daf. Taisus says, the Gemara says, matzah bechanis. The Gemara daf chavava mebeis. Matzah bechanis. Harei elu shalai. You find something in a store. Even if something is private property. Even if it's private property. But it's a private property that a rabbim has a right to be there. So that's considered a chatzer she'ein shamer. This is another example of where a chatzer is not koine shaloi midaitai. The only time a chatzer is koine shaloi midaitai is when it's a chatzer mishamer. So over here, everybody hangs out in my big private property over here, but everybody hangs out there, all the people going to the superstore. So therefore, if he finds the $200. Inside the pocket, and obviously the original person was Miyayish, because Adam is the master of the Kol Shah. Therefore, we don't say that the chatzer of this Balabais is Kainan, that he was Kainan all day, the jacket, the money that went into his jacket, it wasn't Kainan for him. Because we say it's a chatzer Shemesh Tameres, and the chatzer in this situation is not Kainan. Number three. The last thing, I want to just end off with one Nakuda. I will end the day with this, I want to conclude with this. There's something so beautiful about this Gemara, by side. Again, we see the beauty of why we teach the children. Why we teach them Eilu Metzias from such a young age? Look at this Gemara on Amud Beis here. Says the Gemara that these words should burn a hole in the lathe for the rest of your life. A person who does it, he picks up the Asha, he has Das that when he's going to pick up the Aveda, he has Das to keep it for himself. Says the Gemara, unbelievable. Says the Gemara, Oiva? No, where's the Gemara, Rabbi Yisai? Not Lalif Neyir Shamanas Le Goizla, he had intention when he found it on the floor. I'm going to ask to pick it up. He's a gazer. This Gemara is shocking. You see, this Gemara teaches us, you know, what the Goyim call gezela, what they call stealing, we don't call stealing, right? We have a much higher authority to over. Well, look at the things that we call stealing. A guy found on the floor something that somebody else lost. You're a ganef. If you pick it up with the dust and not give it back, to not do a shot of you're a ganef. You're a ganef. You know, I was thinking today, just a list of other things that you wouldn't believe. What we call gzela, try explaining this to a guy, what we call gzela. Number one, picking up an aveda, you know, you don't give the aveda back, right? You're a ganef. I'll tell you another thing. The Gemara says a person walks by you in the street, right? And you say, he says to you, shalom, you don't return shalom to him? Gazlan. We call that gzela by us. How do you not say shalom to the guy? I need a whole list of these cases. Gazlan, what else do you have here? Another case. Says the Gemara in Brachas, you don't make a bracha. You don't say thank you to the Ribbono Shel Olam before you make a bracha. You don't say, you're a gazlin. He's a gazlin. You know, what's a gazlin say? He's stealing the bread, right? He says, you're stealing the bracha. When a person makes a bracha, what do we say to a kid? We say, macha bracha. Make a bracha. Don't say a bracha. Zog a bracha, right? You don't say a bracha. Say macha bracha. Make bracha. Because when you make bracha comes down. You're not making a bracha? Then you're stealing from us the bracha that should be coming down because you made this bracha. Gazlin. Another case is, it says, a person who says a davar b'shem oimrei. He says a shtickle taita b'shem we heard it from. If he says the shem oimrei, he's maybe gul oilam. If he doesn't say it b'shem oimrei, you know what happens? He says the mugget avram and kuklin pump. Gazlin. He's a gazlin. He stole a shtickle taita from somebody. Believe that's called Gazlin. They call plagiarizing Gazlin. He's a guy. Another example. It says, you're not allowed to teach Torah to a guy. Why can't you teach Torah to a guy? Because Marasha, it's a Torah to one of Moshe Marasha Kilos Yankov. It's between us and Hashem. Right? So you can't go and give away the secrets. You can't give away. That's also called Gazela. Another case, a Gemara in Sanhedrin at Asari Aleph, a person who's Maneya Halacha Mitamida, the Talmud comes and says, come on, teach me a little more Torah. Teach me something. And the Rebbe says, no, I don't have time now. So the Emet is, what's everybody thinking now? Gezel Shena. The only one I forgot, right? Gezel Shena, you know, you wake somebody up, you go Gezel Shena, right? The Emet is just after that. You look in the Achreinim, and they say many, many reasons of why you can't wake somebody up. You're over on Vaftal Recha Kamaycha, you're over on Anos Dvarim, giving tzar to another yid, you're over on a hundred other things. They don't say Gezel. Why don't they say Gezel? Interesting. So I saw one safe. He says, you know why I don't take Gezel? Because Gezel is only on tangible things. It's only called Gezel. I don't know, all the examples we brought today, all these examples are not tangible, and the Chazal tells Gezel, Chazal take Gezel if you didn't make a bracha, it's not tangible. This tangible bread, but a person steals a shtickle Torah, and it's not just talking about a shtickle Torah of a piece of paper that he steals. That's also called Gezel. So I don't know, I would see from here that there'd be a major tzad that a person who would attack and wake somebody up, he's stealing something from him, he's stealing his time, he's stealing, that's also called Gezel.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Chabad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.